Now the captains of the West led their host towards the city, and folk saw them advance in line upon line, flashing and glinting in the sunrise and rippling like silver. And so they came before the gateway and halted a furlong from the walls. As yet no gates had been set up again, but a barrier was laid across the entrance to the city, and there stood men-at-arms in silver and black with long swords drawn. Before the barrier stood Faramir the steward, and Húrin, warden of the keys, and other captains of Gondor, and the lady Eowyn of Rohan, with Elfhelm of the Marshal, and many knights of the mark. And upon either side of the gate was a great press of fair people in raiment of many colours and garlands of flowers. So now there was a wide space before the walls of Minas Tirith, and it was hemmed in upon all sides by the knights and the soldiers of Gondor and of Rohan, and by the people of the city and of all parts of the land. A hush fell upon all, as out from the host stepped the Dúnedain in silver and grey, and before them came walking slow the Lord Aragorn. He was clad in black mail girt with silver, and he wore a long mantle of pure white, clasped at the throat with a great jewel of green that shone from afar. But his head was bare, save for a star upon his forehead, bound by a slender fillet of silver. With him were Éomer of Rohan, and the Prince Imrahil, and Gandalf, robed all in white, and four small figures that many men marvelled to see.
"Nay, cousin, they are not boys," said Yoreth to her kinswoman from Imloth Melwy, who stood beside her. "Those are Periain, out of the far country of the Halflings, where they are princes of great fame, it is said. I should know, for I had one to tend in the houses. They are small, but they are valiant. Why, cousin, one of them went with only his esquire into the Black Country, and fought with a Dark Lord all by himself, and set fire to his tower, if you can believe it. At least that is the tale in the city. That will be the one that walks with our Elfstone. They're dear friends, I hear. Now he is a marvel, the Lord Elfstone. Not too soft in his speech, mind you, but he has a golden heart, as the saying is, and he has the healing hands. The hands of the king are the hands of a healer, I said, and that was how it was all discovered. And Mithranda, he said to me, 'Yoreth, men will long remember your words, and—'